Claire, it's come down to this.
You're fanboying at the moment.
Yes. Jared versus Stu vying for Sophie Monk's heart on the Bachelorette finale tonight, 7:30 on Win. And the man that keeps it all on track, Osha Ginsberg, the host, joins us right now.
Good morning, Osha.
Morning, team. Happy to be here on your Riverina radio station. We're almost at 100. Only three more points to go. We'll get there.
Yes,
97.7 will do us for now, though. I'm very excited about tonight. We're going to take everyone to Fiji.
Oh,
we're going to go there with Jared. We're going to go there with Stu. We're going to go there with Sophie. We're going to go there with the 60 crew. And we're going to have a romantic time, just us and Jared and Stu and 60 crew. And it's going to be bloody brilliant. And in slow motion, Sophie is going to break someone's heart. And then she's also going to tell someone she loves them. And that's going to be really lovely.
It's such a funny thing to watch because you get I get so personally invested in the show on the couch, and then it's sort of brutal because Osha, I think, and I'm sure you probably see this because you're really close to the show. I honestly think sometimes, like Matty J and Soph, they sort of know a couple of weeks before the end who they want to choose, and it must be hard for them to sort of bring someone to the finale knowing they're going to break their heart.
Oh, they think they know Dane, but then one of them puts something out at hometown. They go, oh, but I thought I knew one thing the other way. Now this person's telling me this thing. Oh, I'm so confused.
Yeah, right.
That's what happens, Dane. Yeah, we get them all the way to the end and everybody's guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Osha, are you surprised by the final two?
I'm never surprised by the final two because I'm not the one making the decision. I'm not the one that's had, you know, racing drivers and rock star boyfriends. I'm not the one who's going, right, I want something completely different. I'm going to take these two. You know, I'm me. So good for her. If that's what she wants, that's what she wants. That's what the show is. We let our star pick who they want, and she's picked who she wants, and that's bloody lovely.
Has anything ever surprised you, either this series or previously, Osha? You've gone, wow, that's a curveball.
Yeah. When we were in South Africa with Blake, when he let Louisa go, I was in Cape Town. I was like, oh, really? Because I thought I had her picked.
Wow.
I had a pick to win it. And look, in the end, I was right. But I remember standing there offset and hearing him not say her name. And I was like, what? He what? And I couldn't believe they did that. But yeah, so that really blew me away. But it hasn't really been any surprises since then.
Yeah, Osha, you obviously see a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff and you get more of a feel. Do you ever find, though, that there's that one girl or guy that you're like, oh, but I feel for them and I really want them to win?
Oh, the trick with reality television is to never get emotionally involved.
I never learned.
You've got to approach it as if you're a paramedic turning up at a horrific accident. Multi-family is involved at a picnic barbecue gone wrong. Disassociate yourself completely from the emotion and just do the job.
Yeah.
I learned that on Australian Idol. Back then, on Monday nights, I would cry when Ricky got voted off. I was so emotionally involved. And after that, I'm like, I can't do this to myself again. I have to just remain detached. I've been talking to my psychologist about it ever since. It's stuck into my personal life, but that's another story.
Now, Osha, one of the big talking points this season, of course, has been Jared's pot plant.
Pot plant.
Can you shed any light on what happened to Jared's pot plant at all, please?
I can't say, but there was certainly some sort of sabotage going on. It's a very cold environment up where the Bachelor Mansion is. Maybe he wasn't really considering the climate too well. I don't know if there was urine involved. There was a more acidic soil environment. I'm unaware, but generally giving love ferns is, I don't know if that's really the thing you want to do.
Is
but
that a
look,
thing?
That's the choice he made. And look, he's going all the way to the end. So good for him.
Yeah, gone all the way. But will he win it? We'll find out tonight. And Osha, quickly, next year, though, this is absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Bachelor in Paradise. Do you have a location for filming? Do you know when it's going to be starting? And can you give us any clues on who might be appearing on the show?
Oh, super easy. Yes, no.
All right, so where are you guys filming? Because I might just plan a holiday there when it happens.
No, we can't do it. In the tropics.
Okay,
so that gives you a small bandwidth of the globe to work with.
Yep.
Who's gonna be there? Oh, I can't tell you, but we have had, I think, 102 women come through the Bachelor Mansion and 60-something men, and only 8 of them have walked away to the final row. So
wow.
some of those people that we've met along the way deserve a second chance at love, and we would like to give it to them in a tropical location far away, and it's going to be brilliant.
Cannot wait for this tonight as well. Osh, you've done another fantastic season of The Bachelorette with Sophie Monk, mate. Big year for you with Maddie J and Sophie. 7:30 tonight on Win. It is the big finale. Jared or Stu, Osher Ginsberg, the host. Thank you.
Thanks, Kane. Love you. Bye.